funny that when the prosecutor took it, he was kind of like, real snotty. I didn't think he wanted to go upstairs. And she said, it's the first time I ever went to the court for help.
It's the same here that the police are different people you talk to. Do they just not care one way or another, or do they take the side of the other people?
They take sides.
So it's not just a case of them not going to do anything one way or another?
Yes. Is that all? Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
We have some other statements that I can send you that regarding the jail conditions, regarding vindictive selective prosecution of particularly of full-blood people who wind up in jail, as well as more about the Martin situation. But a lot of it adds up to the fact that people have nowhere to turn when there is any violence, and that police take sides. There's no independent group. And I think the biggest problem that faces most of these people is, what do you do in that kind of situation when you can go and make complaints and you don't hear anything about them? No action is going to be taken. More about whether the chief of police is involved with, is on the, the superintendent's side or the chairman's side for that week. And there's no independent group. Now, at time of Wounded Knee, independent policemen were brought in from, from other places to handle that particular situation. And there's a reluctance to automatically say that, that we should bring in a monitoring force without knowing who those people are, because that there's been no help from any upper level either. As you've discussed, it's difficult to figure out just what solutions are available, and yet that seems to be the problem. To find a solution to bring in help, and at the same time to not let threaten sovereignty any more than than it's already threatened by threats of state jurisdiction. This is the perfect opportunity for those efforts at state jurisdiction to be heightened, because they'll say, look, you can't take care of yourselves. And that's not the answer. It's to get people that are responsible and aren't much more concerned about which side they're going to take. And I think that's an important thing to remember.
Logical that there would be something there, though.
Has there ever been any experience within the Justice Department when a police force has been ineffective, that another group has come in to either take them into receivership or to reinforce them in such a way that they can be effective? Is there any mechanism to do that within the government?
Department of Justice?
I don't know. Within the government, I don't know.
I really don't know. I've never heard of anything like that, really. I know that know, the problems that everybody is going to have. If you know, if you're able to bring a lot of these things to people's attention, what you're going to get is the standard argument of money. I mean, I know that's what's going to happen. For example, just the fact that as large as this place is and doesn't have any more police officers than they do, even though I understand they have a substantial increase over what they used to have. But still, the whole problem is, where do you get money to?
Yeah, but I don't think it's only money. I think at this point it's a question of people to fill those places, because the place is so crazy that many people don't, you know, and the leadership is so vague and so prejudiced at this point that people that would be qualified to fill those positions wouldn't fill them, you know, whether no matter what the salary was or if there was any at all, because they know that, you know, that it wouldn't even matter if they weren't making an attempt to enforce laws, because there are other people who have powers that have nothing to do with the law that are going to subvert that effort. And that's the important thing. I mean, Eastman will argue that he has eight positions to fill, and I assume that he has money to, you know, to fill, you know, to pay those people. But he can't find men, because who's going to go out there and work with people that you have to worry about your life?
Not only your life, but your job security. You don't know if the tribal council will keep you off the reservation or...
What relationship does the tribal council have with BIA officers?
Well, they're enforcing tribal code, even though they're civil service employees. And with that, by people signing a petition or some councilman gets into trouble with the policeman, you'll get the majority of the council members to support him and say, you're going to go after this policeman. He's a non-member of the tribe and he's here abusing. He's threatened to do this. And you want him out of tribal council, get him off the reservation. And that's forcing the superintendent to remove the personnel. This has been happening, this has been going on. So maybe we can go ahead and somebody.
My name's Melvin Puller, but everybody calls me Jack. I was just telling about that deal down there then, huh? Well, neighbor down there is a white guy, and oh, he's ain't no good. And this, oh, must have been in February, and he had a few words, and just lives over there about a mile from me. Together, and when he steals back and everything from me, and had a few words together, and that is must have been last part of February and, or so, and then first about 8th of March, why his boy caught me along the road was, and I was doctoring anyway, and wasn't he supposed to be on a horse, and caught me and pushed me off the horse and kicked me between the legs, and ever since then my knees been kind of paralyzed me there all that day, and I went to the doctor, and I've been bothered in my leg ever since. It still bothered me. And then went along in about June or so, they caught my son out there on tribe land, in the land there, and they cut his hair off, and used a knife on him, and said they was gonna kill him the next time they caught him, and he's gonna kill his brother that met my other boy, and then he said for your dad too, the same thing. So, and FBI's came down there, but that's about all has ever been done. Law ain't even been down there. They're still running around. Yeah, that same day. Yeah, same day when it did not happen to me. And my son took me to the hospital, the oldest boy, that day, him and my wife. And I was up there all that day.
Did they come talk with you or anything?
Yeah, they came down and talked to me, that's about all. And they never tried to arrest this guy what did the kicking. Well, he's got a little Indian in him, but his dad's a white guy. as grooms. Billy. And as Billy and Hank's, his, that was his dad, Hank, one cut Donnie, my other boy's hair off with a knife. And they shot at him. The FBI's found the bullets, shells out of that. And they took them. But nothing's ever been done about that. He went up there to see how come they did that to me. That's when they started it. And they chased him over on the tribe land. And that's when they caught him out there on that tribe land, on government land. Looks like to me the law and order up here protects those kind of guys. Well, the lay for is a drunken Indian. Yeah, it was around there. They took pictures of it, of his hair and everything. They just took a knife and just pulled it off like that. They used a shotgun, shot at him with a shotgun. These FBI's found the shells there. Hank and Billy both. If I'm mistaken, that happened right around in June, I think it was.
What's the name?
Hank and Billy Grooms.
Grooms?
Yeah. And father and son. Hank's the father. Boyer called the Pine Ridge Law and didn't know what you call it. Pine Ridge must tell the FBI's about it. I guess that's how they found out about it. But that's how far it went. He never did know nothing else about it.
What do you think should be done about the law and order of the police department?
Well, I think they need a whole bunch of new police. So, need something. Not I've heard. Just heard rumors, that's about all.
There's a resolution that was passed by the district and a petition was issued certificate signed by the residents of Port of the district. So far, all we have is a resolution. That's his statement about what happened. Albert.
Well, this Billy, he's part Indian, and they can't move him, can they?
I don't know. That's a good question. But they could have moved somebody else if I remember the last time I was on the side. Find that.
But everybody in the country knows him.
They own the land in English?
No, they own their land. Lenny probably knows more about that. That's Lenny's sister's land. So he probably can tell you. He's right back there. Nice land. Have you looked at that? I don't know how to even think of it right now.
Yeah.
Failure
to provide police protection.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, let me.
You live
here?
Yeah, about 15 miles north of here.
District Chairman here, and I know about this Mr. Courier's deal. And as a result of that, they had a petition that's good enough, yet I have an attorney and told me that one of those people is a tribal member. So as soon as we get that cleared off, I'll sign it. They're a detriment to us. And I got along with all of them. However, if there's anything goes wrong, in this type of thing where if this is what the Reorganization Act is permitted, I would say that the sooner we get it from the Organization Act, and get it according to the tree, treaty is a tree. We have some laws there that we could use, however nobody has established, only the Organization Act. And what Reorganization Act promised, never done it. Instead, we're losing land. We have competition and politics. That's all it amounts to in our Reorganization Act. And I lived here 60 years, and I know just about what's going on.
Do
you record that? Do you record?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you want to ask me?
If you have some more questions.
No, that's... If you have any question to ask pertaining to this, I'm not against anybody, but far as government, what this Reorganization Act here is just put two things, is competitive and policy. And that surely is not working for our people. Pardon?
The question I'd like to ask really probably doesn't have much to do with it. When there's been a number of people who come here today who have indicated that they have a problem getting adequate protection from the police. Things happen to them, they report it, and they don't get investigated, no action is taken. I was just wondering, as District Chairman,
That again, I can explain to you that as long as we have the Reorganization Act, there's no law that will ever help us unless we ratify it, we adjust this so that, or else do away with it. Because in our Constitution, we can vote one-third of it. Eligible voters and do away with it and use our and make a new program. That's the way it was put out. And I have a father, 96 years old. He was attending Plains Commission meeting, and also when he was a councilman when Howard Wheeler Act was established. And this type of thing is kind of hinders our treaty. Really does. Nothing said about our treaty. It's just how we're going to get exhausted out. And I hope that people will get together and do something about this before it goes up. If you have any questions, I'd like to answer. Well, then again, I can answer that. As I say, there's competitive and politics. These two things that we don't get them to out, we'll never gain no place. And that again come into our tribal government. I am strictly say that I'm not taking up for nobody. However, I like to see this thing straightened out. And there's such a way that we can work out with a legal counsel. I think it's very easy to work this out amongst ourselves with a good legal counsel. There is injustice, and there are good things. However, it's really far hard for us people to understand what is going on. There's competitive. There's Watergate right here. We just open it up, we'll have it. All right, we'll say it this way. Treaty is a treaty. Treaty was made. Then they got Interior Department to control. What he tried never worked. Get into politics. Come on down, Reorganization Act. No, Allotment Act was the next one. There's three. Allotment Act was to dissolve this reservation. And then they got this Reorganization Act. And we Indian people don't understand all this. We listen to the government. We laid our arms down. We made a treaty. And why they take advantage of us, people with mind will understand. And right today, reservations is going out, land sales. This is where I say competition and politics is working right now in our reservation. And we must, if you're going to do something about it, I wish you would. Because we only have to learn own. We only could buy two sections of land. That way it'll conserve the whole reservation, born and unborn. Yet politics and competition come in here. That's where our trouble is today. And if there is anything that I don't clear it up, well, I was going to school at that time. When I don't go to school, there's policemen come after me. Then he takes me to school. And we're not supposed to talk Indian. We're forbidden from talking English. Now, right now, as today, the people are higher-ups try to bring back this native language with pay. And I really think that something should be done about this. We all have a way of our own life. It's just like a person asked me, one of my big friends, he says, government tried to teach you to be a white man. I said, when that'll be? He said, put your hand out here. He put his white hand out here and said, that's when they change that. They'll never change it. And as far as I know, this reservation allocated for Indians by act of God. We must not violence, but try to make people understand where we're standing. If there's anything that I you can ask me. Years back, does a state jurisdiction have right to come in here? That is a question I like to ask. Never was in here. If it was in here, it would be gone. Instead, they're playing politics. And they took the land going away. And still, there's no jurisdiction in here. So this is what I like for the people to understand. State jurisdiction never was it. And the boundaries are here, and we are going to exercise our rights to the legal way. Thank you. I just want to explain it.
Well, first thing, we all know that how this reservation is operating. Every family has trouble, grievances, confusion. So I don't think you can take all these troubles and grievances. You have a short time. Yeah. As I've been studying all these laws, how it should operate. The Reorganization Act came in 1934, and it was all wrong from the start to up to this present time. In the treaty law, the well-educated and able bodies should operate. Exercise. Not all people have education. Therefore, there is a law. Majority percentage granted in the petition could cut down the power of the Constitution. And the same law can amend the Constitution. And the same law can terminate organization. And same law can abolish the council and the Constitution. The treaty was signed by 11 chiefs. And I'm one of the descendants. Therefore, I study the law. In the first paragraph, in the Constitution and the treaty law of the Treaty of 1868, were equal with the Constitution of the United States. In the first paragraph, says, from this day forward, onward, between the two parties of this agreement shall forever cease. That's the first paragraph. And the government of the United States desire peace. And now, and he honor and pledge to keep. And we also want peace, our grandfathers. They desire peace. And the honor and pledge to maintain it. Because this treaty of 1868 is a relationship between the United States and the Sioux tribe. And now, he never keep his promise. This tribal council or the Organization Act Willer and Howard Act, Willer Sioux Tribal Council. I don't know how many names we have. This Reorganization Act is supposed to be for the full blood tribe. In the treaty law. For the educated generation shall do possible to educate, exercise the self-government provisions of self-government stipulated in our forest treaties. Pertaining to the relationship of this great Sioux nation, to establish protection the Pine Range is established for our protection. Today, the Tribal Council has violated our treaty. Also, all the treaties were broken by law, by war. I am 81 years old, and I'm kind of a slow-minded tale. But what I say, I'm honest, true, and I stand for the right on the basis of law. the hard facts in the Constitution of the United States. Are stubborn. Hard facts are stubborn. But the treaty law can correct them laws. And I'm ready anytime. Any place to correct this. All these treaty laws were in full force and effect before the Supreme Court of the United States. But I don't know why. We have some lawyers, they can't put it through. When they have a hearing in Supreme Court, I was there. Mr. Lazarus, attorney, he said, Mr. Kilzani, it won't be long. We'll get something now, I said. And it's coming 4 years now. I don't know why. But I know why. During the 68 Treaty, the military trying to round up Sioux people. And when they signed the 68 and create these reservations, Sioux reservations, and all reservations in the United States, they were put in specific areas and confined 100 years. We were bonded by the military. And it's over 100 years now. On this reservation and all reservations, lawlessness defeated. The Bureau of Indian Affairs is for the Pueblo Indian. there's many young boys and girls who have education. And they're qualified. But they were bypassed. And they don't know why they're penalized. Out in the country, there's a lot of boys and girls who can promote. They can qualify for the position in the Bureau of Indian Affairs, Pine Ridge. I talked to the superintendent about this on 10 point. And he would answer me. Franklin Lynn come here in Pine Ridge. I questioned him on the 68 Treaty Law. He didn't want to answer. Not one word. I don't know why. Tell him why. So I was a treaty spokesman. So, but I went into the International Treaty Council. I went into the International Treaty Council. It's operating now in full force. Troubles and confusion on this reservation and every reservation we all have trouble, we all have confusion, and we want a full-scale investigation. Abras came here in Pine Ridge. The people make a lot of complaints. We don't hear nothing from him. So I said, I said to myself, I don't trust no white man. That's what I said to myself when I go through this law. This reorganization act is for the full blood people. The well educated people, able bodied, that can exercise the self government. They can pass laws in such measure. The sovereign governing body and society. Not all people are educated, just a few. If we have a full-scale investigation, all these troubles can be corrected by one single law, just one. Correct that. So we people, Sioux reservations or all other reservations in the United States should have fully scale investigations. We have no good leadership. The main reason that's making trouble on this reservation is liquor. And I have the liquor law in my grip. It's a military law. And it cannot be changed. It says in the law. That's why I'm waiting for a full-scale investigation. But I see and I know that Everest had taken out a whole pile of complaints and I didn't hear nothing from him. I don't know, he might burn it up. So I don't know who's going to help us. I don't know whether the Justice Department will help us. Do you think so? I can't hear you.
Yeah, probably not saying anything worth hearing anyway. But I just was saying that the full scale type of thing that you're talking about,
yeah,
is something that we can't do. I mean, you know, the government is broken down so much now into different departments, different agencies, that all we can do is our little part, just the little part that we're assigned to do. Many of the things that you speak of come under the Department of Interior. And unfortunately, we can't meddle in their affairs. But to the extent that the problems that exist relate to violations of federal civil rights laws, then I hope that the Justice Department can help. But unfortunately, I'm sure that's only a limited part of what you're speaking of. Only a small segment. They have some regulations on the police force. Well, the superintendent. We have some policemen before 1934. They're on horseback. At that time, everything was good. But this 34 Act I know as you said about how the government if we have a good investigation, then all these laws can come here. But I know and I see that's what if you have a full authority, you're all right.
Do you have that authority?
Do I?
No. All right. First of all,
for me.